Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This morning I'm sitting with Emily Morrow. She is the Director of Color, Style, and Design at Shaw Industries. Emily, it's great to have you on a program.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be with you here today.
Now, I know you got to be tired out. You just finished, what is it, your annual Visions Retreat for Designers. That was several days. You have to be exhausted.
It is like a marathon. This was our fifth year of having the Visions Designer Retreat. And, you know, every year we add another element to the retreat to make it more interesting for the veterans who have been involved. And also to get, you know, depending on the direction that we might think we're going or that we're considering for the next year, we try to make sure that all of our bases are covered with our research. So this year, as far as mentioning added elements, we had our second annual design award competition, which added to the pace, which was pretty heavy throughout the 3 days here. But at the end, it was all worth it, and we are exhausted, but it's totally worth it.
Now, tell us how it works. I know you have designers come in, they do various functions, and you end up with designs and interesting information from them. Talk about how the whole thing works.
Well, the idea behind the designers and the retreat for the designers is really like bringing field travel to our door. You know, we can go out to these different places in the parts of the country, but to bring them all to our R&D facility is the most valuable way to get this information from them. You know, our R&D team here, we know what our parameters are, what limitations or what machinery we may have to work with in different yarn systems. But these designers, and when I say designers, it's a variety between product specifiers, interior designers for builders, interior designers for single family, and even we have some store owners who are just very savvy retailers who, you know, they know their stuff and they know their consumers. But basically, they bring in their ideas to our facility, their colors from their regions. They bring in ideas for new products that really, it's a shot in the arm to the research that we've already done. And the outcome has been really successful. So it just continues.
And these are ideas and input that works its way into the system one way or another.
Well, you know, we all as in product development, we talk about the voice of the customer. And what this is a whole new level. It's far beyond voice of the customer. It is taking our customer's voice and bringing them into our R&D team and into our process. So they're actually part of our color, style, and design team. And we jokingly deputize them when they step in our facility and say, you know, put your badges on, you're part of our team this week. And short of giving them the 401k or, you know, some of the company benefits, they definitely feel like they are a part of our company and our team. So,
are they all sort of secret designers of carpet and floor coverings anyway in the back of their mind someplace?
Secret designers.
Or aspire to be anyway?
I think what they love about this is that it allows them to unleash their creative talents in a different direction that they maybe can't do in their ordinary lives back at home. You know, my previous life before coming to Shaw, I was an interior designer. And today, you know, I look back and I think how nice it would have been to give a voice into the product development team and say, this is what I really need. Can you give it to me? And we do. You know, we listen to our customers, and it's not just asking them what we want or what they want, but we're actually listening and executing what they're asking for.
Now, I also understand that you have them do homework. Before they come here, they do some kind of work, and you receive materials from them. How's that whole thing work?
They do. We challenge them, and, you know, Kemp mentioned the other day on the radio about, you know, the spa treatments, but they most certainly earn those spa treatments while they're here. Before they arrive, they ship us boxes of product inspiration ideas. That ties into the Shaw Visions Design Award that I mentioned earlier, and it also ties into our regional color workshops that we have them participate in. But their homework is, we really don't give them specific assignments other than send us your greatest product inspiration. And we feel like by doing that, we don't limit their creativity by, you know, saying do this and don't do this. And every aspect, when we look through the boxes when they arrive, you know, we are all floored. It's just like our birthday or, you know, Christmas morning when you open up the box, because, you know, they'll put little notes and sticky notes on pieces of fabric, and they'll say, I envision this in a velvety Saxony, or, you know, something along those lines. So, that, you know, they do really enjoy that process.
So they would send you, what, a swatch of color or a fabric or a piece of wood or who knows what?
It really varies, and I would love for you to see some of their presentations. And they're a competitive group in the very best sense of the word. This is our second year of the design competition, so they're getting a better idea of what the others are going to be submitting now. So, you know, there are some beautiful inspiration boards that have, they may have tile and wood and fabric and paint chips and fringe. You know, there's a whole assortment of things, and some are actually very artistic, and they give us sketches, mm-hmm. and they color in with colored pencils what colors they envision, you know, this particular pattern or drawing or, you know, whatever it is, their idea, mm-hmm. What their vision is. And once they arrive here, then we allow them the opportunity to, you know, further explain their ideas.
Let's see. How does a designer come to be invited? Is there a contest, or do you throw a dart at the dartboard, or how does that work?
Well, you know, when you look at the list today of our invited designers, it's been very carefully selected as far as each particular person. They have they've either come into our lives through field travel or some of them joined us this year as a result of our interaction with them at the Shaw Flooring Alliance Convention, which was back in January. Many of them, there's a core group, and this being our fifth year, there's a core group that have been every 5 years. So their value is incredible, because they have a strong network and alliance even among themselves. And for the new ones that arrive, they also mentor the new ones and kind of walk them through the process.
That's interesting.
Well.
And this is set up regionally as well, so you have a smattering regionally.
Well, that's really important, in my opinion, that we get a good cross-section mm-hmm. of the country, not mm-hmm. just particularly, you know, one region, but all regions.
Mm-hmm. Give us a little flavor of the paces you put them through during this during the 3 days.
The paces, oh my gosh, the paces are exhausting. By the time 4 o'clock gets here, they're laying across the floor, you know, they're waving the fans in their face, and they're like, where's my masseuse or my, I need my facial. They start bright and early at 8 o'clock when we have the buses pick them up at Barnsley Gardens and shuttle them to our R&D facility. And I'll give you an example. Monday of this week, they began with a tour of our R&D the pilot plant and our R&D facility. We have a lot of historic areas in this building that is always fascinating to look back and see the pictures or the different machines that, you know, from where the mm-hmm. Industry began. And then just to give them an opportunity in the pilot plant to see how things are actually done. You know, we have from start to finish every aspect of product development within our facility back there. So they've joked over the years that it's kind of like the Keebler elves, you know, the tree where the cookies are made. It's a smaller version, but that's definitely where the cookies mm-hmm. are baked, and in this instance, the carpet is made. And then from that point, after the pilot plant tour, we go right into ranking and rating products. Now, before they arrive, there's a lot of hard work that goes on here with our R&D team as far as labeling the prototypes, making sure that the numbers match up with our rating sheets, and they go through hundreds and hundreds of products, and each product receives a score, so that once they've finished, after, gosh, I think it was a total of 4 or 5 hours of ranking products.
So this is on a scale of 10, I give this a 5, I give this a 4, that kind of thing?
Exactly, uh-huh. exactly. But to make it easy on them, as easy as possible, we do group the products in certain categories so that they can go through them a little easier. You know, for instance, we might have some groupings that are just solid cut pile, or, you know, we might have pattern, you know, just generic categories, really. And after all of the rankings and ratings are done, we take the scores and enter them into the computer, and we'll have, it's just like Miss America, you know, we get the final score, and it's exciting to share the information back with them to show them how they voted as a group. And
So then you would end up, these are products that are out in the field.
These are products that have not been launched. These are ideas, really,
okay,
that we're considering. They may or may not make it into the marketplace, but as you know, it's a very expensive to launch a new product to have it sampled, so we have to do our homework. We do a lot of traveling, too, but this is really to give you the simplest way to explain it is just giving that finer focus.
Yeah.
It's like putting it through a funnel.
And certainly in depth, I suspect, with all these people and all these products, it'd be difficult to do that out in the field.
Right, exactly.
This is going to conclude part one of a four-part series. My guest is Emily Morrow, the Director of Color, Style, and Design at Shaw Industries. We'll be airing the second part of this conversation tomorrow. You're listening to Floor Radio.